To God, who is great and powerful, glorious, splendid, and majestic. To God, who rules everything by God's own strength and power. To God, who is able to make anyone great and strong. To those who came before us, making it possible for us to be here today. To our pastor for the generous invitation. To our music ministry, to our dancers, our youth, guests, visitors, all the leaders, to the one I run to. I bring you greetings on this morning. And the sermon topic that I would like for us to consider is simply this: a sermon for the storm. A sermon for the storm. May we pray. Dear God, I pray that we, your people, are open to receiving a word from you, however difficult or challenging it may be. And I pray that I, your preacher, that I preach not a word less or a word more than that which you'd have me to preach. Amen. A sermon for the storm. A sermon for the storm. Have you ever taken a moment to just think about the beauty of life and how good life actually is? I see those stickers every once in a while that say, "Life is good." I look outside and I see the flowers sometimes are blooming, the trees are there. In the fall, the leaves, they change colors, and it is just absolutely magnificent. Life, it's beautiful. Look around in this place. We have family members and we have friends who hold our hands. We have access to beautiful songs and music. And nowadays, we even have wonderful technology that allows us to reach all the way across the ocean and talk to people who we may never even meet in our lives. We can post pictures of some of the most exciting times in our lives, and family members can have access to them instantly. Beloved, life is good. It's not just good, it's great. It's magnificent. To be able to wake up and to breathe and to feel the breeze against our cheeks. Life is good. It's beautiful. It's magnificent. To wake up and to look at our children and see the ways that they are growing. To see our parents and recall the good times that they were there for us. Life, it's good. It is absolutely beautiful. On a beautiful day, we want to take advantage of all that life has to offer. Some of us will take staycations where we stay at home and vacation because we really can't afford to do anything else. Hence the name, staycation. Others of us will take a vacation. Others of us will take a journey someplace. So take, for example, Jesus, who wakes up one day and sees that life really is beautiful. The sun outside is shining, and the weather feels nice and warm. And so he says to his disciples, "Hey, come along. Let's go on to the other side of the lake." Isn't that what we like to do, to spend beautiful days outside, especially here in this beautiful area, to go and to be with nature? And so the disciples hear Jesus talking, and they say, "Sure, we're coming. Just give us a moment to pack some of our stuff." So they go to their homes and they pack their bags. They probably bring a few snacks for the road, gluten-free, no peanuts, healthy, organic. And someone probably sneaks a few pieces of chocolate or some cookies or some soda, all of those things. They take the time to pack. Others of them are packing magazines and books. They like to sit on the boat and read. And still others cannot go anywhere without their phone. Perhaps Jesus had a no-phone policy, but someone, of course, will still sneak a phone onto the boat. And so the disciples, they gather, and Jesus is there, and he is the coordinator of this big, great trip across the lake. And they're ready. They board the boat. And when they get on board, they start to do the fun things that we do when we are vacationing or enjoying a beautiful day when life is good. Let me see. I can imagine some of the disciples simply just sitting there and resting. Others of them perhaps are gossiping, talking about all the things that they saw on their way from home to the boat. Others are complaining about their kids and their spouses and their loved ones and their jobs and their classes and all of those things. Yes, there's a corner called complaint. There's some others in the back, and they're just telling jokes, having a great time, just throwing each other around and having fun with one another. Yes, that is the fun crowd. And then we have the ones who have to record every single moment of the trip. Those are the selfie people. And every moment from the way they walked from their homes to the boat, they have been recording the entire journey. We have pictures of what they're wearing. We have pictures of what they're not wearing. We have records of what they're saying. We have records of them singing. They're doing all kinds of things, and they are recording this glorious vacation on this beautiful day because life is good. And then off in the corner, we have Jesus, who's probably tired because he's the one coordinating this trip for all of these crazy friends of his disciples, his followers, people who admire him. He is tired. And so they get on the boat and they set sail on this beautiful, beautiful day. No cloud in sight. Life is good. It's good. So they're telling jokes. They're eating snacks. They're eating things that they should not be eating. Perhaps they're even taking a few sips of something here and there when no one is watching. They're on the boat having fun. Life is good. And so on this field trip, we look over in the corner in the midst of all the noise and the fun. Jesus falls asleep. He's one of those people who seems to be able to fall asleep anywhere. In the corner, sound asleep. Now, I don't know if some of the disciples go over there and tickle his ear or maybe take pictures of him and post it. Here I am with Jesus, and he's sleeping, and he's snoring. Jesus sleeping in the corner. And as they're setting sail and things are settling down, all of a sudden, we start to see a couple of clouds. But they continue. They're having fun. Life is good. And then it happens. The sky opens up and boom, rain comes. Heavy, heavy rain on their beautiful day when life is good. Beloved, doesn't that sometimes happen? We plan for the perfect day, the perfect outing, the perfect life, and somehow things start to fall apart. And the words that we use are shock. It's shocking. How can this happen? Surprise. This has come out of the blue sky, out of the blue. Unexpected. Yes, beloved. In our beautiful, sunny, life is good days, we do encounter storms. And it's shocking. It's surprising. It's unexpected. Being bullied by friends, that is a storm. Facing challenges that we otherwise would not have faced, that is a storm. Waking up one morning with good vision, only to end up with double vision, that is a storm. Being the picture of good health, but being diagnosed with something that has no cure, that is a storm. Waking up one morning and discovering that your newborn baby is no longer breathing, that is a storm. Turning on the news and seeing that people you once respected, leaders you once admired, are involved in scandal after scandal after scandal, that is a storm. Putting all of your energy and all of your hopes in one individual and hoping that individual will be the leader, only to be given different news, beloved of God, that is a storm. Storms of life abound. Storms of life come out of the blue. Storms of life, they come upon us when we are in the middle of nowhere. And they sometimes feel as though we are about to drown. And that is what is happening to the disciples on that boat. They look up and their calm boat, where just minutes ago they were taking selfies and having fun and eating chocolate and joking and all of these things, all of a sudden they are crying out and saying, "Jesus, where are you?" The storms are raging. The billows are tossing. We are not going to make it. We are going to die. Jesus, coordinator of the day trip, where are you? Where are you? And Jesus, deep in sleep, snoring, maybe even talking in his sleep and mumbling a few things here and there, he wakes up. His disciples are in a state of panic, the same that we also get into that state of panic. That is exactly where the disciples find themselves. What do you do? What do you do when your baby is not breathing? You panic. What do you do when your relationship of many years has dissolved itself? We panic. What do we do when our friends no longer call us or talk to us, or they've put us in the out crowd? We panic. And that's exactly what the disciples do. They panic. And Jesus, he steps out and he has an opportunity to do something. When we encounter the storms of life, here are some things that we often do. We ignore them. You ever done that? If I don't deal with it, it's just gonna go away. It just doesn't exist. This is not happening to me. This is not happening. Simply not happening. We ignore it. Another thing that we do is that we hide from it. People want to talk to us about it, and we're nowhere to be found. We're hiding out. Phone rings, we're not answering it. I see someone saying, "That's me." I won't look in the direction, but I see someone saying, "That's me." Hiding. Hiding out. Another thing we do is that we run away. We simply pack up our bags and we disappear. Or we even mentally run away. We don't engage at all. And so Jesus, he has so many options before him, and here instead is what he does. He goes and he looks at the storm, and he essentially calms the storm, saying in a way, "Peace, be still." And the disciples now are shocked, because Jesus has done something that they had not anticipated. They ask aloud, "Who is this that he causes even the storms to be still? Who is this person?" And in turn, Jesus says to them, he asks them a question, "Where is your faith?" This is nothing remarkable that Jesus did. He only did one thing in the midst of the storm. He did not ignore the storm. He did not hide from the storm. He did not run away from the storm. He dared to face the storm directly. That's what his faith allowed him to do. That doesn't sound miraculous. It doesn't sound fantastic. But it does sound a little bit doable, to be able to simply face the storms of life. So when we encounter those storms on the beautiful day when we are on the lake, when life is good. And all of a sudden it changes and we are facing the storms of life. What we consider to do instead is to directly face the storm. That is when we most need our faith. Sunny days, we don't think about faith. We don't think about prayer. We don't think about church. We don't think about much except just having fun. But when we encounter the storms of life, that is when we use our faith. And so this morning, the question that we raise of each other is, where is your faith? Where's your faith to face the storm? Where's your faith to look that storm directly in the eye and say, you will not capsize my boat? Where is your faith to call and ask for help when you need it? Where is your faith to say, I cannot do this by myself. Will you hold my hand? Where is your faith to stand in the middle of your friend's circle and tell them, I'm struggling today? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? And so this sermon, and God has a funny, strange way of doing things, that the sermon perhaps was supposed to be a happy sermon about life is good. But in the midst of all of our prayer requests this morning, this is really a sermon for the storm. Amen.